From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. Today is International Women's Day, and although it's not always celebrated in the U.S., dozens of other countries have been celebrating it for decades. In Petersburg, several women come from these countries, like Ola Richards from Poland and Elisa Teodori from Italy. KFSK's Angela Denning spoke with them about the holiday and has this story.
International Women's Day was first celebrated in 1911 in Germany, Austria, Denmark, and Switzerland. That's 2 years after women in America started celebrating a national day for women. In many countries, the International Day kept going and was celebrated throughout the decades. Ola Richards remembers the holiday growing up in Poland.
Oh yeah, Poland is huge about Women's Day. It's a huge deal.
They called it Women's Day for short. She says women didn't get the day off, but they were recognized. She remembers the boys giving their female teachers a flower on March 8th.
You know, just to recognize them as a hardworking woman.
Richard says it's different than getting flowers for Valentine's Day because it's not romantic in nature. It's also different than Mother's Day. She says it's to celebrate women, people like her mother, who was a single working woman. Richard says her mom received flowers for the holiday every March 8th.
It was like a special day coming home with like a bunch of flowers, and they were not flowers from some like boyfriends. They were just flowers from men that they worked with her or, you know, a neighbor. It's very important to understand that it's nothing about love. It's about respect, about appreciation.
Richard's mother worked at an outdoors program, taking teenagers into the wild, hiking and camping. Usually, Richard's went along too, out of necessity.
She's my hero, you know, single mom with two kids. She got her education and now she's a business owner and she's so independent. And I'm like, good for you, mom.
Richard's came to the United States in her early 20s to work at the cannery through a student visa known as J-1. She ended up falling in love and marrying a local, Brian Richards, and moved to Petersburg permanently. She noticed that International Women's Day wasn't celebrated here. Petersburg resident Elisa Teodori noticed the same thing when she moved to Petersburg out of love for her husband, Tor Benson. Teodori grew up in Italy, where they also celebrated March 8th. She wasn't exactly aware that it was an international holiday. She thought it was just a national day for Italy.
We call it like celebration of women.
Teodori says for the holiday, women will often receive mimosa flowers, which are yellow flowers that bloom early in the spring.
It's a tradition that men in family or friends give a bouquet of these flowers to their women. Even at school, I remember our classmates, the boys, bringing to us and to the teachers flowers.
Like Richards, Teodori says the holiday is different than Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. Italy has those other holidays too.
This is just for women to celebrate all the steps, the milestones that were taken by women along history, like the right to vote, the right to for abortion, or the right to divorce, and even just the right to be considered an independent person from the man.
She says the March 8th holiday encourages girls, when they're old enough, to go out and celebrate with their girlfriends.
Just with women. So it would be an occasion to be just with your girlfriends.
Teodori says gender equality is still changing in Italy. She says in some areas, practices still exist, like not allowing young women to go out unaccompanied by a male family member, or the belief that women have to do all the house chores and take care of the children.
When I go visit Italy, one time I was talking to an aunt of mine. She was old. I was telling her that I let my husband wash the dishes. And she looked at me like shocked. And she told me, shame on you. Aren't you embarrassed of doing this? And that was just my grandparents' generation, you know?
Teodori says it would be nice for the U.S. to celebrate International Women's Day if people keep in mind the reason for it. It's not just about giving flowers. It's also about remembering the women who didn't have rights not that long ago.
It's easy to forget generation after generation, the more you go away from those hard times that the women fought for what they got.
But it might take a while to really take off in the U.S. Richard says it's become sort of a joke with her husband.
Being married to an American boy, it's so funny. Every year in March, I'm like, Brian, you know, it's March 5th. You know what? It's coming. I don't know. I'm like, in 3 days, there's Women's Day. What I have to do again? Every year I have to remind him.
This year in Petersburg, Working Against Violence for Everyone, or WAVE, is planning an online event as a way to recognize local women. And maybe it will be the start of a new annual celebration. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
In other news, 46 mushers and hundreds of sled dogs took off from Willow yesterday afternoon for the 2021 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports that the Iditarod start was unlike any other.
One thing that made this year's Iditarod race start unique, it featured COVID-19 testing for all mushers.
When you arrived, they came and did a swab, and they didn't want you to be milling about until you'd gotten the results.
That's Two Rivers musher Ryan Olson.
So I was negative, yay, passed another test. So we've got one more in McGrath, and then we should be all clear.
Olson is talking while sitting on the back of her sled, waiting for the race to begin. She's wearing a face mask. It's pretty quiet, except for barking sled dogs, and it's
definitely more relaxed. There's not near as many spectators. It's the sun is beaming down. It feels like it's 90 degrees out. So I need to put like sunscreen on. It doesn't feel like winter.
The temperature really hovered in the 20s, but it was sunny and clear. As for the crowd, it was small. Race officials put tight restrictions on who could be near the starting line. With less than an hour to go time, musher Aaron Peck felt just happy to be there.
Everyone is expressing gratitude for the fact that there's even a race. It's really a feat to behold.
Peck and his 14 sled dogs were the first team to leave the starting line, with 45 others on their tails.
And there's our first musher on the trail, Aaron Peck from Canada. Good luck, Aaron.
For the first time ever, they are not headed to Nome. Instead, the teams will race to the ghost town of Flat and back to Willow. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.
Misdemeanor jury trials will resume in Alaska's state courts starting April 19th. That's after being suspended for more than a year due to the pandemic. Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Joel Bolger issued an order March 1st allowing those trials to resume. The presiding judge in each judicial district can suspend misdemeanor trials based on public health considerations, such as if there are high COVID-19 case counts and high risk levels in the area. Bolger wrote that case counts have continued a moderate decline since February, and many more Alaskans have received vaccinations. He also notes that judges and court staff have developed procedures designed to reduce the risk of exposure for grand jury proceedings and other hearings. Last month, Bolger issued an order allowing a limited number of criminal jury trials to resume next week after the district's presiding judge hears a request from both sides in a case. But the general suspension of felony trials has been extended until June 1st. And officials from the Alaska Black Caucus say a visitation ban at all of Alaska's correctional facilities because of the coronavirus pandemic should be loosened. Celeste Hodge Groudon, president of the Alaska Black Caucus, said Thursday that the organization had reached out to state officials multiple times to request looser restrictions, but the meetings had been repeatedly canceled. The Alaska Department of Corrections had halted all in-person visitations at prisons and jails last March when the virus was first detected in the state. State officials had said that they implemented the safety precautions to prevent an outbreak at the state's crowded jails. A spokeswoman for the Department of Corrections did not respond to requests for comment. And four men who say they were illegally imprisoned for nearly two decades for the murder of a teenager in Alaska will have their lawsuit go forward after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to get involved in the case. The High Court turned away the case Monday. As is typical, the justices did not comment in rejecting the case. That leaves in place a decision by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In January of last year, the appeals court overturned a lower court ruling that had dismissed a lawsuit by the Fairbanks Four against the city of Fairbanks. This is KTOO News.